now to Will in Ann Arbor, Michigan, on 990 AM. Hello, Will. You're on the air with Jimmy Akin.
Hi, fellas.
Hey.
So I have I know of a young Lutheran man who apparently developed an interest in Catholicism. And apparently he did start to, agree with a lot of the disciplines and the doctrine and put some of them into practice in his own life. And I was told this by his sibling that apparently as part of his getting involved in this, he started to practice self-mutilation in the form of cutting. And I had never heard of that. I mean, it sounded like like something out of the Da Vinci Code that was when that was the hot thing. And I didn't know if maybe even if underground, if in some form of like condemned theologians or heretical sects, if self-mutilation ever had a place within church history or teaching somehow.
Well, there have been people who have mutilated themselves in every culture in the world. And so, of course, it's cropped up in different Christian cultures. There is a famous application of it in the Philippines that happens every year on Good Friday. Some people go get themselves crucified, and they're doing it in imitation of Christ, but it's not consistent with sound Christian practice, and the bishops in the Philippines have repeatedly condemned the activity. So it's unfortunate, but given the way original sin works, our spirituality can end up being distorted in various ways. And self-mutilation is one of the ways that it can be distorted, and has been, not just in Christianity, but in other religions too.
Haven't those activists faithfully complied with the bishop's directives?
Not all of them, unfortunately.
Every year it seems to keep happening. Thanks for the call, Will. I appreciate it.